for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. California's Project Room Key, which moved unhoused people into hotels during the pandemic, has been overall a success. That's the take from a report out this week from the California Healthcare Foundation. But the results on the ground are complicated, says CalMatter's Marisa Kendall.
So while the report really labeled Room Key as a success, it also pointed out some big holes in the data that the researchers were able to collect, both from the state and from local counties. And it pointed out that about 40% at least of people who exited Room Key remained homeless, and only about 22% went on to permanent housing. Though the vast majority of Room Key hotels have long since shut down as the pandemic sort of ended, vaccines became really prevalent, but the researchers here pointed out that Room Key caused sort of a paradigm shift in how California looks at homeless shelters. Take Los Angeles, for example. Hotels are now a huge part of that city's strategy to end homelessness. They're moving people from encampments into hotels in a program, you know, that's very similar to Room Key.
That's CalMatter's Marisa Kendall. Buying a used car can be a risky proposition, but a new consumer guide can help people avoid common pitfalls. Suzanne Potter with California News Service has more.
The nonprofit Oregon Consumer Justice just released the first edition of their free resource called the Consumer Confidence Comics. This unique guide doubles as an interactive comic book with coloring pages. Michelle Ludke with Oregon Consumer Justice says it's a fun way to learn how to ask the right questions.
When you get promises from a dealer, where do you capture those to make sure that they'll be part of your final contract? We have a checklist of different questions to ask at a dealer about purchasing a used car. You can also download that as a resource on our website.
The guide is available in English and Spanish. Used car prices shot up during the pandemic, but have come down a bit in the last year, with the average used car selling for about $31,000, according to iccars.com. Ludke also recommends taking the time to read the fine print on any contracts. The guide goes through the process from start to finish.
Whether or not you should be looking for financing beforehand, or what dealer financing looks like, what are scams that are common around purchasing a vehicle, and then also what to do if things go wrong.
In 2022, Americans purchased about 39 million used vehicles. The website Statista projects that used car dealers in California will pull in about $11.7 billion in revenue this year. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
A report by UC San Diego's Scripps Institution of Oceanography and San Diego State University researchers found marine life off the Los Angeles coast may still be impacted by the effects of a long disused DDT dumping site. In the 1940s and 1950s, the ocean off the coast of Los Angeles was a dumping ground for the nation's largest manufacturer of the pesticide DDT, a chemical now known to harm humans and wildlife. While legal at the time, details of the pollution some 15 miles offshore from Catalina Island have deeply concerned scientists and the public since they gained wider recognition in 2020. The Bureau of Land Management is determined to find the gunman who drove along the I-15 northeast of Baker, killing 19 wild burros. Although the incident occurred in August 2019, the BLM believes the two vehicles that were observed and uniquely painted cartridges found at the scene, plus $36,000 in reward money, will jog someone's memory. The vehicles were a gray or silver 2008 Toyota extended cab pickup with flared fenders and a brush guard, and a white 2008 Toyota extended cab pickup with a white camper shell, white rims, sunroof, and brush guard. Video surveillance captured both vehicles in the parking lot of Whiskey Pete's Hotel and Casino on August 13, 2019, at approximately 6:32 a.m. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wadd.